big old iron kettle. I've done all of that. I've made soap, and I've made butter off in the yard in a brass kettle, like apple butter
and
jam.
How do you make butter?
Apple butter and jam.
Or even regular butter. How do you go about it? I mean, to get it to...
You talking about cow butter?
Or,
well, you, when you strain away your milk, you fix it. Now, all we had, when I was up there in the country, all we had was a dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Just a dairy dug back in the ground,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we kept our milk in big old crocks about that big around,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I'd go skim off that heavy cream and saved it up in a certain jar till it all was clabbered good, and then I churned. And you know what? In the summertime...
And when it's clabbered, it's what, just in thick chunks? How does it look when it's...
Well, it's all together, just shaky like. Then
uh-huh.
when you pour it up, you see, well, that makes it chunk up,
uh-huh.
and then you put it, we had a cedar churn up there at Uncle Jim's that had a dash and a lid, you know, and
uh-huh.
I'd pour the milk in there, and then I'd churn, and I'd try to keep it as cool as possible in the summertime, because that butter is hard to get out of there if it's soft,
yeah.
but in the wintertime, I had to pour warm water in it to make it... keep being too cold, you
uh-huh.
see, to get it together
uh-huh.
so I could take it up and wash all the milk out and work it and salt it and put it in molds and mold it up. And that's good butter, too. Believe me, that was just raw milk, but it's good butter.
Really? How long would it last? I mean, how much would you have before you would start making it? And would you, what, make it once a month? Or?
Oh, mercy alive. In the summer, we had churned every other day. You had to, because it would go to water, you know, make way. And law, they had, if they were milking two cows, we couldn't use near all of it. And Uncle Jim had a lot of fox hounds. You know, you think of people who fox hunt as being kind of trifling, but he wasn't. He worked all day and then go out and hunt at night and lay under the cedar trees or somewhere, take him an old blanket and listen to his hounds run a fox, you know. Sometimes they stay out all night, just sleep out there, you know. But we would pour out big old crocks of that in a big old trough like you'd feed a hog, you know. You've seen these troughs for hogs.
Right.
But he had them for his dogs. Of course, they had troughs for their hogs, too. But I would pour that clabber milk out to those big old hounds. And then I would bake... big old roaster pan every other day full of bread with bran and all in it. You know, they raised their own wheat and took it to the mill and had it ground into flour, and that was good flour too. And of course
bread,
took their corn and had their meal ground, water ground too. That was good too. And I'm using two an awful lot. You're taking it here.
No.
But anyway, we would I would bake them big old roasting pans full every other day and turn it out on a big old board in the smokehouse for those dogs. And Uncle Jim would throw out that bread and this clabber milk to them, and they were as fat as hogs. You know, people could fatten hogs on what he fed to his hound dogs. But he wouldn't have one unless it was fat in real good shape and a thoroughbred at that. He had to have the pedigree to all of his foxhounds. And that's about all I heard was cattle raising and fox racing and horse breeding. I heard that because we lived up there in a